Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Tate moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a line drive towards short. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montague moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jones, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Anderson moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Anderson scores. Hayes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and has Hayes trapped. Hudlin throws to third, and Com tags Hayes for the out. Watwood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watwood moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Bill Cecil. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Mel Simons now playing left field. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Montague moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Burnett moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Vozmik moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Myatt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill is walked intentionally. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hudlin scores. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.